Let me give you some more credentials. The text we're going to read is in 2 Corinthians. We'll read it in a few moments, but I'll give you some more credentials about apostleship, because I may talk a little bit about false apostles tonight. So you always can discern who you're dealing with. Yeah, there's a lot of false apostles out there, but the Lord want to develop us so we'll be able to identify them. I don't want to hurt them, but I don't want them to hurt me. All right, so we're going to deal with a few things first, but I want to give you some credentials and where you can discern if a person is really wearing that anointing. We're the first minister that flew in a Falcon 900.
That's right.
In the world.
Amen.
That's a large jet. I want you to know about it. And I had nothing to do with it. The Lord did it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Championship rings. How many I have, David?
14.
Now, we're not talking about no high school championship. I got the Boston Red Sox on right now. Now, that was a season in my ministry. The Lord was doing that. I don't know other minister in the world have 14 championship rings. I got Deion Sanders ring. And a whole lot of them. Can you, someone of y'all stand up and say, y'all got that many? I'm just trying to show you something. You know what I'm saying? All right. People raised from the dead. I have two for sure. I think it was more than that. People who lamb and couldn't walk. They walking around now. Riding horses. See, you have to have credentials. You can't come out just running your mouth talking about you an apostle. Miracles that stop death. Some of my team and myself have been by bedside. They were supposed to die. They're alive today. More than one. Money miracles are happening all over the world because of an apostolic anointing. There's money miracles in here. Write this down in your notes, stirring up the supernatural factors in your life and ministry. I'll take some of the notes from this morning, but I want to put that to you. Stirring up the supernatural factors. Factors is plural in your life and ministry. I want to give you, before we read the scripture, I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Anointing. Unction. Utterance. Am I going too fast? The Holy Spirit. Your recreated spirit. Fruit of the Spirit. Gifts of the Spirit. Ministering spirit. Are not they all ministering spirit? Angels.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to all use all of those to flow properly in the supernatural. Anointing, unction, utterance, Holy Spirit, your recreated spirit, fruit of the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, ministering spirit.
Yes, sir.
These are going to have to be flowing in your ministry. I wrote it another way. Gifts flowing, fruit growing, faith knowing, anointing sowing, love pouring.
Yeah.
All I'll give them again. I'll give them again because I want them to be under your belt.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're here for, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Gifts flowing.
Yes, sir.
Fruit growing.
Yes, sir.
Love, joy, peace growing.
Yes, sir.
Constantly.
Awesome.
Faith knowing.
Yes.
Anointing sowing. And love pouring.
Yes, sir.
Here's another word. I'm just preaching a little different tonight. The Lord said, don't let your faith go to sleep.
Wow.
Wow. Always say, wake up, faith. Wake up.
Wake up, faith. Wake up. Yeah. Wow. More possible. Wow.
The devil is trying to torment me, faith. Wake up.
Wake up.
Keep your communion with the Holy Ghost at its peak. Keep your communion with the Holy Ghost at its peak.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
These are things the Lord spoke to me to impart to you.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you grasp these things, go over these things, the Holy Ghost is going to say some more things to you.
Yes, sir.
But he's bringing you into an apostolic and a prophetic order. Always applying the truth to keep you free. I love that one.
Yes,
always applying the truth to keep you free.
Yes,
the truth is the only thing to keep you free.
Yes.
From the hand of the enemy.
Yes, sir.
Mind protection. Will stop all feeling attack. That tries to hinder your faith.
Yeah.
Flowing in freedom on purpose because of the finished work of Christ.
Amen.
You see, now get that now, get that. Because of the finished work of Christ. You know, I told you the cross, the blood, I told you the resurrection, I told you the ascension, I told you the seated position. I told you he sent back the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
And I told you we've been sealed by the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Finish work.
Yes, sir.
Always let your faith operate out of the finished work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
I'm saying more than you're hearing.
Yes, sir.
See, other words, your faith will have the capability of always saying, whatever you're believing for is finished.
It's finished. Yes, sir.
Because it is.
Already. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So operating in faith that carries a finished anointing.
Yes.
All of y'all apostatized right now.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
With all that information, I haven't read his text yet.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Those are strong things. I want the pastors and everybody to look at these things and
yes,
deal with them and reread them.
Yes,
and the Lord's going to talk to you some more about them.
Yes, sir.
You're a carrier. You're going to be carrying it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I've got that straight, Lord. Let's see. Ooh, my. Put down these notes. 2 Corinthians 12:12. I'll probably read some of them. The signs of an apostle.
Signs.
1 Corinthians 3:10. An apostle is a master builder.
Yes.
By God, I mean, you know, it's a doing God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Revelation 12:2. Talking to the church at Ephesus. And they check them out, all false apostles, they checked them out in Ephesus. That's why Ephesus was the biggest church.
Come on.
And Ephesus got a lot of information about apostles.
Yes, sir.
Because they check them out and so was he real or not.
Right.
And they wasn't real, they told him, sit down.
Yes, sir.
Well, get out of here.
Right.
An apostle is marked with supernatural proven fruit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Y'all still here?
Yes,
sir. See, I don't have to read the Bible right now. That's what y'all are tradition of. Read the scripture. Just shut up. Listen. The Holy Ghost talking to you. The Spirit of God going to move in you in a little while.
Yes, sir.
You know how much information you receive in these 5 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what effect it's going to have on your life if you go over these notes? These notes came from the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I'm praying, got outlined, and the Holy Ghost started talking to me. He said, write this on a piece of paper. Write this down. You got to receive it. Listen at this. Listen, watch the leap you're going to take now. Active faith, progressive faith, aggressive faith.
Yes, sir.
Look forward from this moment, from this impartation, for revelation, results, rhema words, recovering power.
Yes, sir.
Sign, wonders, and mighty deeds. Jesus Christ. All right, let's read. And we'll begin to deal with stirring up the supernatural factors in your life and ministry. And there's a lot of supernatural factors I just given you.
Yes, sir.
We're going to take it further. And we're going to look deeper into the scripture until the Holy Ghost hit this place.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I want to let you know right now, he's here.
Yes, sir.
I can feel it.
Yes, sir.
I can feel when he's present moving in a strong manner. You know one of the reasons why you're here? Because you're so receptive.
Yes, sir.
You're real.
Yes, sir.
I like to deal with real people.
Yes,
yeah, I don't like to deal with no false people. They act like they love you and they don't love you.
Yes,
act like they got faith and they ain't got no faith. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, Apostle Paul talks about a thorn in the flesh. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation. Good God Almighty. Abundance of the revelation. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. He wants you to stay humble.
Yes.
For this thing I besought the Lord twice that it might depart from me. And look what the Lord said, verse 9. It is though. When you look like your prayer not working, look like you're not getting no answer, hey, my grace is sufficient. Learn how to lean on grace. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Know how to lean on grace. Yeah, you see, grace is more powerful than your space. What I mean by that? That you might be in a situation, but it doesn't matter. Grace is bigger than that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, grace is connected to it is finished.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And your faith can't work without grace.
That's right.
But grace made it possible for your faith to work.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So he says, under me, my grace is sufficient. Everything you come up on from this night forward, remember that God's grace is sufficient. Whatever you're dealing with in your ministry right now, whatever you're dealing in your life right now, no, go back to the note that God's grace is sufficient. Sufficient for what? To bring you to the finished work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To bring you to miracles.
Yeah.
Sign.
Yeah.
And wonders.
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't get it. The woman stood up with a baby. And none of y'all stood up. The woman stood up with a big baby in her arm just now. And none of y'all got it. My grace is sufficient.
Yes, sir.
Whatever. The Lord is telling you now, whatever is in your envelope. Whatever is a hindrance to you, the Lord is pronouncing on you a grace that's going to take care of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's up in you right now.
Yes, sir.
Your eyes, Ron. The grace is going to take care of it. I still believe.
Yes, sir.
God, it got to happen.
Yes, sir.
Got you. Got you, sir.
Yes, sir. We got to keep our faith.
Yes.
Active.
Yes, sir.
Aggressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
You see? Now, look where we are now. Look where we are. Listen, ministers of the gospel, look where we are now. We're in a grace space.
Hallelujah.
That absolutely nothing is impossible.
Yeah, nothing. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
You have active faith and active grace walking together,
yeah,
holding hand,
yeah,
in your life,
yeah,
from this night forward.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Be seated. Don't let the baby with the baby beat you up. I mean a big baby too. She got up. Get it? Like picking up weight. And I see all y'all sitting there. I say, oh my goodness, the lady. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. What? What? I'll tell you something apostolically. You want to hear it? You don't want to get rid of all your weakness. There's always going to be something hanging around.
Yes.
That's to make you depend on him more.
Yes.
And you don't get out of place.
Yes.
All of us got some weakness. That weakness is there for a reason.
Yes.
To hold you in place.
Yes.
To hold you in grace.
Yes.
Come to church and God blessed with my weakness.
Yes.
Didn't know what it was there for. See, if you didn't have none, you're so powerful in prayer and praise and worship, you'll go on your own.
All right.
More powerful.
He left something on you.
Yes, sir.
And me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Paul, not the only one with a thorn in the flesh. You got something.
Yes, sir.
And I ain't talking about no sickness either. I'm talking about you got something. You got an ugly way of something that need to be chastised every now and then. All of y'all got something. You got to realize you got something. That's grace to keep you in your space. Show me somebody in here. Show me somebody online. Don't have something. You know what it is.
Yep,
yes,
yep, yep.
Yes, sir.
God left it there,
yes,
to let you know that his grace,
yes,
is sufficient.
Yes,
nobody else know about it, but you and him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got it too. You got it.
Yes, sir.
Tell the person next to you, you got it. Tell them. And find it out here, nothing bad about it.
Yeah.
See, you never heard that by the thorn in the flesh. No, 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 no. Yeah, there for a reason.
Yes, sir.
So he said, look at the, sit down. What y'all doing now? So the second part. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Oh, my. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Oh, my. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
I found out tonight my life is not so bad after all. Everybody got some kind of weakness. I heard the Holy Ghost say the next time that weak spark hits you, stir up the grace of God that's in you. And you're going to be strong on the other side than you was on that side. Stir it up. The grace of God on the inside of you. Don't be condemned because you're not just like her or you're not just like him. Praise your hand and give him glory for who you are. Everybody in this room is special.
Yes, yes, sir.
You heard what I said?
Yes.
You're special in the eyes of God. He made you a certain way. He got something going to do with you that nobody else can do. You special, man. You special, girl.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you. Yes,
sir. It's because your ministry not big in the other person's ministry. Shut up. Enjoy where you are. Dance where you are. Praise God for how far he brought you. You ain't got to be like everybody else. You don't have to have no 19,000 members. Shout with 19. Give God the glory. I did it before. I shouted when I had 19. Stop being so discouraged. Lift your hand and praise God. Give God the glory. You had this meeting, aren't you? Well, he loved you and he got you here for a reason. Everybody on your road got some kind of weakness.
Yes, sir.
They might like all prissy and stand up all straight and all that, just look at you.
Because
if you wouldn't have it, you wouldn't pray no more. Now, I just found that out a few minutes ago. That everybody. I didn't know all that. I just found out. All of us got something. And it's a blessing. Watch what he said. Sit down. Watch what he said. And he's saying that my grace is sufficient for my strength is made in what?
Weakness.
Woo. And then he said, most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my infirmities. 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 I rather glory that the power of Christ may rest upon me. If you think you're so powerful, the power of Christ can't rest upon you because you got it yourself. Now, that's an apostle stopper. When you think you all that.
Yes, sir.
I'm apostle so-and-so. And I got, God called me. You ain't got no evidence. You just got the name hanging on your name. And the devil just clapped his hands and said, all right. The devil said, hallelujah. He apostle, he think he apostle, all right. I'm going to give him some apostle pressure. You got to be covered, man. You got to be covered. Anything you got to be covered. Anything you name by God, you got to be covered. You can't handle this yourself. Paul, many times Paul did this. And write this down. I want you to look at it sometime. I'm not going to go to it. In Romans 1:1, 1 Corinthians 1:1, Galatians 1:1, Ephesians 1:1, Colossians 1:1, Paul identified how he was an apostle.
Yes,
that God called him.
Yes, sir.
See, I gotta go back forward with this because we in virgin territory.
Yes, sir.
We got enough people in your respect revelation so we can get this thing done right.
Right. Yes, sir.
Just don't take your last name off. Just take that apostle. Until you got some evidence. You ain't no apostle because you prayed 3 hours in the Holy Ghost. But you can wear that apostolic anointing. That's all I'm saying. You can wear the anointing. Then if you genuinely call, come out.
Yes, sir.
But don't think you're not going to be checked out.
Right.
Especially in the LTMA.
Yes, sir.
You claim to be an apostle. I want to know where you get this data from.
Yeah.
What have you done supernatural? Look at verse 10. Come on. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. What? In reproaches, in necessities, in persecution. Woo, that's a list, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I mean, verse 10, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, yes. You ever told the Lord, I can't do that?
Yes, sir.
Without you. Look at verse 11 now. I'm become a fool in glory. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostle, though I be nothing. True to the sign of an apostle was wrought among you in all patience and in signs and wonders, the three, look at it, and mighty deeds.
Yeah.
Sit down, let's go to work. Take these notes. Remember we said, letting prosperity and good success flow in your ministry at all times. We talked about that, Joshua 1:7-9. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
We said, looking into the thoughts of God clearly, Isaiah 55:8. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to make a statement here now. Living in the beyond zone on purpose. Living in the beyond zone on purpose. What do you mean about that? What I mean, Romans 8:26-28, actually the 28th verse. All things work together for good for them that love God who are called according to his purpose. Huh? Living in the beyond zone on purpose.
Yes, sir.
See. And then in that Romans 8:26-28, it talks about the mind of the spirit, the will of God, the love of God, and the purpose of God. You got to keep them in the front line. You can't get high-minded and forget about who brought you here. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. God, no doubt about it. Some of y'all are going to walk in apostleship.
Yes, sir.
But don't wake up with no bad dream. Because we're going to find out.
Yes, sir.
And don't let somebody say, thus said the Lord, you apostle. Shut up. You can't call me.
Right. Yes, sir.
Lord called people himself.
Yes, sir.
Living in the beyond zone on purpose. What kind of zone?
The beyond zone.
Y'all, you will not be regular again.
No.
Another personal opinion don't determine who you are.
No.
They got these denominations, they got all these rules and regulations to keep them big and you small.
Yep.
I've been through them all.
Yes, sir.
I pass them up.
Yes, sir.
Following God.
Yes, sir. Beyond. Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me I come here tonight and God is setting me in a beyond zone on purpose?
Glory to God.
In the spirit?
Yes, sir.
Whew.
Yes, sir.
Man. Turn to Psalm 37, verse 23. Sometimes I have these voices down and don't even have that many voices. I just be right. Is that a voice? See, you so proper, you want all your voices right. That's why you can't wear no anointing. You're too busy trying to get a comma in place. You got to get out of place for the Holy Ghost to use you. You got to be ready to flow, man. I'm trying to save no face up here. I'm trying to get blessed up here. I'm trying to get in the presence of God. I don't want to go to no Sunday school tonight. Stay in Sunday school all my life. Leaping into God's presence by pondering what his word is saying to you and your vision. Let me get that again now. Leaping into God's presence by pondering what his word is saying to you and your vision. Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Well, look at that last part. Boy, if you ever get God, and he's delighted in his way, what? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Turn to Joel, chapter 2, verse 23 and 26, because we'll start having dreams and start prophesying.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Spirit is poured out on you, you start dreaming and you start prophesying. You start speaking the future. You start knowing dry bones can live.
Yes. Yes.
You speak to a congregation and anybody in there dry, they come to life because the water hit them.
Yes.
The glory come into play.
Yes.
You don't just have a poem.
No.
A pat speech.
Yeah.
But the Holy Ghost come.
Yes, sir.
And touch that person's infirmities.
Yeah.
And help them to get in the life of God and the light of God and the strength of God and the grace of God and the peace of God and the power of God and the love of God and the goodness of God and the mercy of God and the kindness of God and oh my goodness,
yeah.
And the glory of God and the grace of God and the goodness of God. Come on, if you're going to preach where you can get in the grace and get in the goodness of God.
Yeah.
They get walking in green pastures and standing beside still water.
Yeah.
Preach.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Till the glory come.
Yes,
the problem solved before the benediction.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Joel 2:23. I told you to put it on the board. Don't go to sleep on me now. That's what I told him, Joel, to it? Yeah. Well, maybe I didn't tell you. Yeah, I did say it, didn't I? How many say I said it? All right. Yeah, you lost. In the back, you lost. 100-1. Get this word now. Outpouring of the supernatural rain of the Holy Spirit. Supernatural rain. Say supernatural rain.
Supernatural rain.
And every now and then you have to get wet.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
With the supernatural rain. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh? All right. Look at Joel 2:23. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and go to the next word, the latter rain in the first month. Let's go on. We're going on to verse 26, then we're going to skip. Give me the next verse. And the flood shall be full of wheat. Flow shall be full of wheat, and the fat
should overflow with wine and overflow. I'm ready for the overflow in my life, in my ministry, in my anointing, in my wisdom, in my understanding. I'm ready for the overflow. All that didn't move you. In my finances. I talk about wisdom and all that. They didn't jump too much. In my money. Overflow. In my business. Overflow. That's over. Come on. That's over. Oh, there he is. I love a man who laughs. Lord, yeah, I love a man who laughs. Yeah, you're laughing too.
Yes, sir.
Y'all both got your green on, huh? You're clean, man. Go ahead and laugh at that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Overflow. Come on.
Overflow.
Everybody going into
overflow.
My ministry going into
overflow.
My help.
Overflow.
My money.
Overflow.
My family.
Overflow.
Every member. Now, you have any idea what I'm doing now?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm imparting something I'm wearing.
Yes, sir.
An overflow anointing. Catch it.
Yes, sir.
I'm imparting it to you, see? That's what I'm here. Come on, darling. That's what I'm here for.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm moving as the Spirit give it to me.
Yes, sir.
And he wanna release an overflow anointing. I receive your seed. Yes. You're welcome. Now, I want y'all to write back to the ministry.
Yes, sir.
Because Leroy is not just talking. I got somebody backing me up.
Yes, sir.
Been backing me up for 50 years.
Yes, sir. Come on, boss.
He tell me say it, I say it. He bring it to pass.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So everybody right now, get ready for the overflow.
Yes,
and the first overflow is going to be a love overflow.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be all sad. Somebody going to love you.
Yeah.
Come on. Overflow.
Overflow.
What's up?
Overflow.
Overflow. I receive. I receive you. I receive. That's $400. Yeah. Overflow. Yes, sir. Receive the overflow. Another $500 check. I'm not going to preach no more till you receive it. Oh, let me say another way then. All your shortages just entered into overflow. See, you can't. I was with a man one time, my wife and I, and the man was in the mirror, and he was practicing preaching. He was the next preacher in the meeting I was in, and I said, "What are you doing?" "I'm practicing." "Practicing? You can't practice no preaching. Y'all get out the mirror. You don't know what God won't do."
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Practicing how you gonna say it and all that stuff. Just, man, let the Holy Ghost flow.
Yes, sir.
Overflow!
Overflow!
Wait a minute, do a little rock or something. Do, you got to do something.
Overflow!
Yeah. Shoo.
Yes.
Shoo.
Hallelujah.
Don't let me get it all. Because I'm going in the overflow. I hear the voice of God say, overflow!
Overflow.
I call it on your ministry. I caught it on your business. I caught it on your marriage.
Yeah.
We're not through if you shoot them out. We're not through reading these scriptures. Because the part I won't get to. Go to the 25th verse.
And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. The cankerworm and the caterpillar overflow. That's right. $1,200 check. The locust have eaten the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm and my great army which I sent among you. Go to the 26th verse. That's what I want to get to. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And ye shall eat in plenty. You know what that means, right? You know, come on, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Talk to me. You shall eat in plenty. I receive. I receive. And be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God. And look what he said there. He had dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Somebody shout. Because your shame days are over. Shout. Wherever you couldn't go, listen to what the Holy Ghost saying. Wherever you couldn't go, you're already there. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you can't say nothing, go get in your car and get out of here. We're trying to get somewhere here. We ain't got time for no roadblockers up in here. You're too cute to say something. You can't open your mouth up in here and the glory of God up in here. You just sitting there, standing there, look at me. Overflow!
Overflow!
I'm trying to get something in you. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give me the 28th verse and then say I'm opening. Joel 2, there's some things I get to God, get to parte caro la basata. It'll come to dream and it shall come to pass afterward. That I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Talk to some of y'all. Yeah, yeah I come.
Yeah.
Your young men.
Yeah.
I left without a handkerchief, Jim. Give me another. Come on. Shall see vision. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I receive. It's a $500 check. I receive it. That's a businessman there and a business owner. Shoot. All right. Go to the next verse. And also upon the servant and upon the handmaid in those days, overflow. I will pour out my spirit. I will pour out my spirit. You know what he's doing right now? Pouring out his spirit. He got to have somebody to receive it. He got to have somebody to believe it. He got to have somebody to believe I'll never be the same again. Turn out to be a rammer to you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Go to the 29th verse. We got to get the 30th verse. And I will show wonders in heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Go to the next verse. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And then verse 32. Oh, my goodness. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Preach it, boy. Preach that. People love to hear you tell them, God says you're going to be delivered. Preach it. It's in the word, isn't it? Yeah, you can't be preaching an old song about everybody was doing wrong. Knocking people down because they're in trouble. I'm not going to do that. That's between them and God. There's some people I can't pray for because I know they got a reprobate mind. I know since raising my prayer, they can't repent. They're so convinced in what they're doing is right and left the Bible out. When you leave the Bible out, you leave God out. I would like to pray, but I can't pray. Hallelujah. Let me read this verse. I'm going to close on here. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. And the Lord has said, and in the remnant. There we are. Oh, somebody cut up now. Let me say something. The remnant is here. Part of the remnant. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take you further then. You seem like you can't go. I release a remnant anointing on this house tonight. Online. I release it. You part of the 300. He had thousands, but they couldn't go. The Lord separated them and took the 300 and whipped everybody's tail that was in the way with 300. The church gonna whoop every organization, every structure, everything that's riding against God. The church by anointing and power and glory and wisdom and faith and joy and peace. God whoop everything. Strong men of God. Strong women of God. Strong churches. Strong anointing. Strong power. Every hour. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. You're not Lord. You can't change the Bible. The computer can't change the Bible. The internet can't change God. God is still God. He's super rude. And all he needs is a remnant. Remnant talking about it. Thus saith the Lord. And I'm not taking it back. Can these dry bones live? Lord, thou knowest. He said, what I taught you, prophesy to them then. He prophesied to them bones, and the bones started rattling, didn't they? We're in the midst of dry bones. Come on. Part of the remnant, right, daughter? $1,000 check. Part of the remnant. Say it. Tell six people. I'm part of the remnant. I'm wearing a remnant anointing. I'm wearing a remnant anointing. I received some. I'm wearing a remnant anointing. I'm wearing a remnant anointing. You know what you found out tonight? No, listen very carefully. Yeah, the Spirit of God reminded me of that. I found out that my weakness activated my strength. So the condemnation that you've been doing to yourself now is over.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's over.
So you're going to have to be different. They're trying to turn churches into nightclubs. That ain't no church.
Right.
That's a hellhole.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Stop.
Can't be dancing from devil music in God's house. Shoot, I ain't scared. You scared?
No.
I got him back on me.
Yes, sir.
The remedy, we're going to have to do it.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to have to talk to you. We got to be holy.
Yes.
We're going to have to live it.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Because if you didn't live it, you ain't going to say that because somebody's going to burn a picture out on you. You were there.
Right.
Stay at your own house. Pitcher's coming out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pitchers don't lie. I better get back on that. I'm gonna give you one more point and we're gonna go in. All right, I want you to sit down because I want you to write this because these are very important insight. There's more to come. But I want you to get this one. Now listen very carefully. Recognizing the keys to promotion in ministry. The Apostle Paul is going to show it to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 1. I'm going to go through it and then I'm going to close and we'll pick up in the morning. Recognizing the keys to promotion in ministry. I have used and I still use these keys.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
And I, brother, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom. Declaring unto you the testimony of God. Why would he say? See, that's all right if you speak good. You don't have to speak broken language like I do, you know. Uh-huh. But I don't like to hear eloquence with no anointing. I don't like English with no power. I got sickness in my body. I don't want to hear how clear you are. I want you sending something out here while I'm my seat so I can get delivered. Talk to me up in here. Go to the next verse. Here it is. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And then you can connect all those things I give you now. I give you what? He's crucified, the resurrection. No, crucified, the blood, the resurrection, the ascension, the seated position, sending of the Holy Spirit. Seal us with the Holy Spirit. Did y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
Go to the next verse. Watch this. And I was with you in weakness. Paul keep talking about weakness and in fear and in much. What are you talking about? When you get in the glory of God, when you get close enough to God, you better get some weakness because he overshadow you. You recognize, who is this? That's why I like the anointing. I don't like no just church service.
Right.
I like for the Holy Ghost to move. I don't like just jumping. I want the Holy Ghost to set out on me.
Yes. Yes,
what about you?
Yes, sir. Same.
Weakness feels much. Go to the next verse. Oh, my. Oh, my. Some men and women has got in this pulpit and act like they are God. And the people look up to them as God. They see them so much they can't see the scripture. They have trained them, whatever I say work. But I'm part of the remnant. You ain't fooling me. My speech and my preaching was not an enticing word of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now look at the next verse. Your Honor, I rest my case. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The man and the woman supposed to be bringing you to God, yes. Not to themselves. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'll give you one more. You must know how to minister from a burning heart. Causing those you ministering to have heart on fire for God.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me say it again.
Yes.
Turn to Matthew 3:11. You must know how to minister from a burning heart, causing those you ministering to have heart on fire for God. Matthew 3:11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that's coming after me is mightier than I, whose shoe I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. I decree tonight, based on the information that God released in his house, that tonight you be freshly baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Your language change, your walk change, everything change. Because the epakatalamoshikete is being imparted to you tonight that you walk, always walking in the Holy Ghost and fire. Fired up. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless his holy name. Give us the 12th verse. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The remnant going to set a lot of things on fire. Oh, yeah. God, I'm going to say it this way. You got to catch it. God going to get his glory back. I mean, they've been dragging God's name through the mud. Oh, my God. They've been doing everything and putting it on God. Say, I'm a part of God. No, you're not. You devil, get out the way. You're not a part of God. You got to obey God. If you're willing and obedient, you eat the good and the right. I ain't calling a name. You call a name. There's a bunch of them out there.
Yeah.
Doing what they want to do. Remember I told you holiness,
yes.
Sanctification,
yes.
Righteousness.
Yes.
Now you got to be holy now.
Yes.
You cannot permit your flesh to trick you to live a double life.
Yes.
LTMA, I'm talking to you.
Yes.
Use your repentance right.
Yes.
Repent and quit. You can't smoke no crack. Expect the Holy Ghost to be with you. Come on, I got to heaven. You tell the Holy Ghost you're insufficient for what I need.
Right.
You You can't be arguing with everybody. Satan sent them to you to get you an argument so you can lose your focus.
Yes, sir.
I can love you, but I don't have to eat with you.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to have fellowship with you. I love you.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See you.
See you. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm trying to close. Some of your friends and some of your family members, you got to cut loose. Thank God I come to send peace. I come to send a soul. Separate mama from daughter. If you ain't going with it, I love you, but I'm going with God. All right, all right. Let me write these scriptures down and we close. Leroy, you can come. Write these scriptures down for the same one. Let me say it again and we'll take up. Where was I? You must know how to minister from a burning heart, right?
Yes, sir.
Causing those you minister to have heart on fire for God. All right. In that same opening, Matthew 11, 16 and 17, go in there too. 16 and 17, and then Luke 24:32. Give me that verse. What the last one we read in Matthew 12? Did we read the 16 verse?
No, sir, no.
Well, 16 verse, you ought to know that one, right? Matthew 3:16. Jesus, when he was baptized, went straight into the water, and lo, the heaven was open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting up on him. 17th verse. And a voice from heaven saying, he don't need to be saying that just about Jesus.
Right.
I'm going to say it too.
Yeah.
There are people up in here tonight, he's saying the same thing.
Yes, sir.
That's my beloved daughter. Because
yes,
all you got to do is repent.
Yeah.
And you're aiming to live right.
Yeah.
So you're pleasing to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Luke 24:32. Don't tell me when to quit. Because I'm going to call you out. Luke 24:32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scripture? He set their hearts on fire. When you preach in an anointing, people's heart need to be set on fire. They need to feel something moving on the inside of them that is not regular.
Yes, sir.
That's the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Man.
Listen to me very carefully. From this night forward, listen to me very carefully when you're preaching. Not emotion, but burning conviction. Jeremiah 20 and 9. And I close. I'll rest my case. Then that's good enough. It's a good one to shout on. Jeremiah 29. Not emotion. See, the emotion will come in. But conviction must be stronger than emotion. Jeremiah 29. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bone. And I was weary with forbearing. And I, come on, and I could not stay. In other words, for 50 years, God's word had been burning in my heart. I want to get to somebody else.
Yes,
I want somebody else to catch a fire.
Yes.
For 50 years,
yes,
I can't go no more than a few moments without going back to him and asking him something.
Yes, sir.
Or read a scripture.
Yeah.
And 50 years, I've sat probably 1,000 of hours in a rocker, just me and God.
Yeah.
That anointing. You connected, right?
Yes, sir.
That fresh anointing coming up on you, you're going to spend more time with it.
Yes, sir.
It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing to have God on your mind at all times.
Yes, sir.
Watching television, God on your mind.
Yes, sir.
You see a man kiss a man, you turn it off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I thought a man pitching the trash can today. I ain't gonna tell you who it is, though. I was walking around in my office getting ready to come preach.
Yes,
and I look, up there and I saw his name in one of my, I saw, oh no.
Yeah.
I found something out. Come on.
Yes,
sir. Put them trash can.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Now I know y'all ain't gonna like this, but I'm gonna tell you, I ain't black.
Uh-huh. Come on, sir.
I'm a Christian.
Yes, sir.
I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna keep labeling me as a slave. I tell you right now, I'm a child of God. We all are black.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What color is your blood?
Yes.